Me, I like. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Me, I like. How many times have you meditated and come up with an empty feeling in your heart? How many times have you meditated over anything that touched you or that was interesting to you, and when you got done meditating, you felt worse than when you started meditating? How many times have you seen something horrible in your life, and you stopped to meditate, to think beautiful thoughts, and all you could think about was the horrible thought that, of the incident that came up? Now you see, when that happens, that tells us we don't know how to meditate. Now, how do we meditate when we have difficult circumstances in our life? How do we turn our consciousness to the direction that we want to go? How do we turn our consciousness to the thoughts that we want to achieve? How do we do that? Well, it's very easy. Just say, I am Jesus Christ. You know, I am Buddha. I am Confucius. I am Lao Tse. I am Zarathustra. I am Heinz Erdely. Hey, that's a good one. I am Heinz Erdely. Heinz Erdely has not one single concern in his heart about anything in the world. Heinz Erdely merely thinks about himself that he is a beautiful expression of a divine ideal. Heinz Erdely merely thinks of himself that he is the fulfillment of every desire that anyone could ever have to being a spiritually illumined being living on earth. Now, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now, why does Heinz Erdely think those things?
Because he is that.
Yes, he is that, but how can you be that when around you all the things are getting shook up? I mean, when you read the newspapers and magazines and listen to the radio and television and hear people talk even and listen to the telephone and the internet, the world is full of many, many uptight situations, many, many frustrations, many, many, tension and, you know, anxieties and things like that, much of that stuff. The world is filled with that, isn't it? Shut up. You were shaking your head, yes. You were shaking your head, yes. You were shaking your head, yes. Shame, shame, shame. Oh, my goodness. We'll have to start all over again.
Now,
Yeah. That's a Jein. I'm familiar with the German Jein. Yeah, that means yes, no. Okay, now, that is not acceptable. Not for 1 minute. Now, last night, Sylvia was watching the movie, thoroughly enjoying it, and then along came the tough scene that she presumed was going to be a tough scene, and she left. Now, this is what we all do. Sylvia had the opportunity to see a miracle. She had the opportunity to create a miracle. Instead of closing her eyes when she saw something that looked like it was going to be tough, she should just open her eyes wide and let her light shine, and let all the people in the movie, it doesn't matter what the movie said, it doesn't matter what they have filmed and put on the film many years ago, I imagine it's an old film, and it doesn't matter, it was black and white, wasn't it? Yeah, it was black and white. It doesn't matter what it was all about. The only thing that mattered is, what is our
attitude?
What's our attitude about it, right now? What's our attitude about it? It happened a long time ago. Back in the 40s, maybe 50s, maybe 40s, 50s, because when black and whites were popular, and when that's what they had. And the movie was exquisitely done, beautifully done. The lighting was marvelous. You didn't know it was black and white, you see? You had no idea. So, also, that movie has been rewritten by every single person who has ever seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Every person who's ever seen it reads into that movie their own experiences, good, bad, and indifferent. And if you have good experiences in your life, you're going to see good experiences in that movie. You are not going to see the innuendos that might be negative. You will not see the innuendos that might be positive. You're only going to see the innuendos that are you. And the innuendos are the attitudes that you put into the movie. Innuendo and attitude are common words. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going through life? Oh, shame, shame, shame. I crossed my fingers at you. Are you going through life allowing other people to create the movie of the day with their attitudes? Or are you going to create the movie of the day with your attitudes? Are you going to learn how to meditate for the first time in your life? And you meditate is to think about. Now, what are you thinking about? Really, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about the happiness in life, or are you thinking about the sadness in life? You know? Are you thinking about the problems, or are you thinking about the solutions? And really, we're not thinking about solutions. In the movie, they had this disease that was transmitted through the well water of the school well. And what did they do? Did they immediately, when they found out that the school well had this disease in it, did they immediately put chemicals down it and try to correct it? No. No. They just closed the well and used a different well. Now, perhaps some scientific mind, doctor or whatever, is going to come through and drop a few tinctures or something down there and purify it and get rid of the problem. But that's not the story. The story was they had a conflict, and when they solved the conflict in their own heart, then everything turned into beautiful experiences. The attitude became balanced and harmonious. And all that was unhappy, all that was tension before, because people were trying to be something they weren't. The minister was standing up for principle and not recognizing principle had to have love with it too. And when the minister began to realize that this love was important, now he kept himself away from the community for several weeks because he felt that he was the harbinger of the unhappiness. But once he found out that he wasn't back in the role he was, should he ever have left? Yes. As long as he thought he was the problem, he does not deserve to be there. He had an attitude about himself that he was unrighteous. He was a bad element. He was the cause of the illness because he went from the first child who had it to all the other children and transmitted it to them. Well, the doctor did the same thing, but the doctor didn't say that he was bad, you know, because the doctor has to do that. Well, isn't that interesting? See, the doctor saw it from his own convictions, and he saw that they have to do it. Now, did you notice the doctor washing his hands after he dealt with the patients? Did you notice the doctor ever doing anything special when he was with the patients? Oh, he sang a little bit and stuff, which wasn't really his nature, but that was okay. But the thing is, when you're writing a script of this nature, and you're trying to tell a story, it's fictional, total fictional. It may have a fact behind it, but it's fiction. You understand? Because the people didn't act like that. Some did, some didn't. The people didn't were not as evil as they tried to paint them. And then in one instant, boom, 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 in one instant they became nice people, you know, after reading a non-existent will. You know, you see, attitude. Now, meditation is attitude. When you have a beautiful attitude, you have a beautiful meditation. When you have a negative attitude, you have a miserable meditation. When you have a beautiful expression of yourself, and you love yourself. What did Ingeborg say that we should have the title of this talk?
I like me.
And what did I say?
Me, I like.
Right. Now, we said me, I like, so that we didn't throw away the other I like me tapes, because you can't use the same title. But we could say, I like me too, or I like me four, or I number one, I like me, or something of that nature. You know. But each time you have to put the cause in motion, because those are file numbers and file names. Okay. Can you handle this? Can you see how meditation is something that takes every ounce of our beingness. We stand behind our meditations. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. You see, let the words of our mouth, the actions of our body and the meditations of our heart, let them all be consistent. Be consistent. And when they're not consistent, then what happens? You see, in the movie the other night, when we had the Quakers there, and the men in the church were all so super pious, you know, with their super pious beards and their super pious attitudes, you know, and their hats and their black clothes and everything like that. And then the minute tragedy struck, they grabbed their rifle. The minute tragedy struck, they had to forget being the gentle, loving people they were and get out there and bring retribution. That's what the Bible tries to teach us so much in the Old Testament and the New Testament too. But retribution. Now, what's the best retribution? The way the woman acted after she got her act together. After she got her act together, she said, take this, take this. And it's all ours. We are all one. I mean, she did not see them as the enemy. But until she made that decision, she saw them as the enemy. She saw them as killing her son, but she didn't know that, as killing her neighbors and burning their crops. You see? And the old man, he fell in the same trap, didn't he? Mama fell in the trap when they tried to take her pet away. Her pet they were going to try to make as a goose dinner. And don't you dare touch my pet. That's my pet. That's not a goose. That's my puppy dog, you know. And she took the broom and just took it to that young fellow. And so he said, okay, keep your pet. And then Papa went out with the rifle. But when he was brought to test with the rifle, what did he do?
He hesitated?
Oh my, what an interesting word. That means then he hesitated about being right, or he hesitated about being wrong, huh?
He knew immediately he would not use it.
He knew that it was not for him to use.
Yes.
And what did he say to the man? You remember what he said? What did he say? Come. I have nothing against you. Go your way. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Mm-hmm. And the young man who he didn't shoot, who expected to be shot, it was just as valid for life and death for him as anything else. He was just stunned. He was just stunned. He walked away in a daze. And some of you said you saw tears on his face, perhaps. But the thing is, he was stunned. He was absolutely stunned that any consciousness could be so forgiving when he is on the other side.
No.
He was on the devil's side as far as they were concerned, you know. But the people, Mennonite, what were they?
The Quakers?
The Quakers could not believe that there was a devil side and the right side. These are all people. Now, what are you going to meditate on? And are you going to meditate on this campus being surrounded by your pure white light of love? Or are you going to meditate upon the possibility of a problem? You're going to meditate on this campus being flooded with beautiful trees, all growing abundantly and magnificently, 20, 30, 50, 100 feet tall, and a lovely lake right out here. And look, if San Francisco can be north of San Diego, no, south of San Diego, if San Francisco can be south of San Diego, we can have a lake right here.
Of course.
Heinz?
Stop.
You bet. Now, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Do you see it there?
Yep.
And just see it there, not with great enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is fine. But see it there with just naturalness. Of course, that's what it is. It's just a natural. And is it big enough for a couple boats? Yeah. And is one of them a sailboat, a catamaran, so Heinz can sail around?
Yeah? Yes, of course.
Now, children's books and stories are fantasy, fairy tales, and things of that nature. And what happens in some children's stories? The children get in a boat, and they sail out beyond all other people. Now, the lake is the postage stamp. It's just a little thing. But they sail out beyond sight. They sail into their fantasy, and their fantasy is their reality. And they can also sail back into their fantasy of the reality of what people think is more real than the fantasy. Now, we can do that. Who would have ever thought, out of all the interesting experiences that we have had and all the challenges that we have met and that each one of you have so nobly gone through and come up the master, who would have ever thought that you would have been able to do that and continue with peace of mind and peace of heart without any feeling of badness against anybody or anything? Just doing our thing and being love, pure love. And you know, as I was walking the path this morning, I was thinking, I like me, I'm divine order and peace. Now, right now, now is the time there is. Now I like myself. Now I'm divine order. Now I'm peace. Now, you don't have to say it because it's presumed, but to say it is more important. And to say it sort of reinforces it. Now, when you perform the ultimate miracle, you have no idea what it is. As the girl said in drawing her Peter Rabbit drawing, I haven't made up the end yet, but you have no idea what the ultimate miracle is. The ultimate miracle is living in the now with no past, no memory of any past, no memory of any family, no memory of anything, just so currently, lovingly fulfilled, living now, living in this precise moment, and not trying to keep yourself from thinking of mama and daddy, not trying to keep yourself from thinking of your home somewhere else or of your life and your world, or the problems you had or something. Can you so totally, so with the absolute attitude, live in the now so that there is no past? Could I take a baseball bat and hit Ingeborg over the head and have her get amnesia? Not remember a thing of the past? You say, well, that's kind of a rough way to do it. It is, but that's the idea. Could Ingeborg have amnesia and live only in the now and live with the idea that she is a 25-year-old woman, mm-hmm. totally fulfilled in every beautiful way, and acting that way, living that way, and treating herself that way, being that way? Could she do that?
Sure.
Now, what does it take to do that?
Living in the now.
Thank you very much. I needed
you.
That. Yeah. It's being master of our attitudes. And we are master of our attitudes in little things. You don't say, why didn't you clean the table? You clean the table. You don't say, it's your turn to do. There are no turns. We go and do what we want to do, and there are no turns. We just do it. Heinz goes in the kitchen and he starts washing the dishes by hand, and Sylvia comes along and she says, let me dry. She doesn't say, Heinz, you big goofball, we have a dishwasher, put them in there, let them be washed by that, and it's a dry it by itself, I don't have to work it. But no, she says, hey, Heinz, I'm in one now. you are washing the dishes by hand, I'm going to dry them by hand with you. And not I'm going to dry them by hand, but I'm going to dry them. And lovingly. And Sylvia looks at Heinz and says, Heinz, you wash dishes so beautifully. You wash it with such tender, loving care, as though there's not a thing in the world that is on your mind. As though nothing else in the world matters except washing those dishes. That is meditation. That is meditation in the absolute form, in the absolute sense. Now, are you ready for something like that? Are you ready to have amnesia and forget the past? Forget all time. It's right now. And all places right now. You don't look at anything to be done. You look at all things doing them. You are participating in them in the now. You're not saying, I should have done that, or I could have done that, or somebody else should have done that. Right now, I'm participating in it. I bought this beautiful tablecloth, and I brought it home, and the first thing it said, yuck, brown. Who needs a brown tablecloth? What a ugly tablecloth. And I'm sure you left them in the packages because you were thinking of taking them back. I opened up the package, and I said, I bought this tablecloth because I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. Ellen!
Yes?
What is it?
It's
chocolate! Chocolate!
Ham!
Chocolate! It's chocolate-colored tablecloth.
Yes.
And she knows how much I love chocolate.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I can surround myself with chocolate without eating one bite.
Oh.
I mean, I am a magic person. And I create magical things. And that's a nice chocolate. That's a nice chocolate. It's a beautiful brown.
Yes.
It's not hard brown or soft brown. It's a beautiful brown. Yes. It's just lovely. Now, and I got two of them. And we'll be getting a round table out on the deck here shortly, too.
Oh.
No?
Oh, well, whatever.
Now, Heinz, when will we have it?
Now.
Thank you, Heinz. Ellen, it's done.
All right.
No, all right. Her enthusiasm is overwhelming. Now, live in the now. Act in the now. Be in the now. Enjoy in the now. Experience in the now. And have fun in the now. And what are you doing?
Being myself and having fun.
She can't read my lips. You're meditating.
Oh, so yeah.
That's what our topic is, meditation.
Okay.
Yeah. Me, I like.
Me, I like.
You see, when you like yourself, you're meditating on the most beautiful subject in the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. Now, Heinz, is there any other subject in the world besides I like me or me, I like?
Whatever I create.
And are you creating beautiful things?
Wonderful things. Exciting things.
When are you going to have them?
Now.
Then how can you say you create something when this, you have it now?
I tune into.
You reveal it, huh? You reveal what you already have. And you open your eyes to what you already have. And you enjoy what you already have. It's beautiful. Yes, meditation can be fun too. I take you into the 3-hour meditation and take you into the 3rd hour and my visit with my divine self. And you can have that visit with your divine self. But I'm sure the divine self in you is expressing itself just a little more interestingly than it is in me. Because what I am expressing myself as in me appeals to me. And it touches me, and it might not touch you. And that's nothing wrong with that. So you just reveal whatever you are, and enjoy it, and thrill with it, and be it, and go for it.
Thank you.
And tomorrow, Heinz, we will have our first encounter with the...
Yes.
And, now, what did we didn't call it encoding. We called it uploading these files for the internet. Okay, so just remember, I love you.
I love you too.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.